Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, when you get there, to subscribe to my free newsletter. I hope you'll do that. Looks like we may have a record week this week for subscribers. Thank you very much. Those of you who listen to the show and subscribe, of course, some people find the website and they subscribe that way and they've never listened to the show before. But of course, once they find the website, of course they listen then if they haven't heard of us before. But regardless of where you are, how you're listening, radio, internet, or how you find out about us, thank you for subscribing. And again, thank you for all the nice notes that you send me about when you tell me how much you like what I have to say. And of course, from time to time, I get little notes from people who maybe have a little bit of constructive criticism. And you know what? I like those too, because that means you care. Not only about what I do, and you want to contribute to me, to my search for excellence, my quest for excellence, but you also are on your own quest for excellence. And that kind of critical eye, I think, is a good thing. I think it's a healthy thing. So good for you, all of those of you who maybe even stick your finger in my eye a little bit. That's fine. I don't mind that at all. It's all for to help all of us get better, isn't it? Okay, I want to talk about public policy. And the resolutions that I've been talking about for the last several weeks have been focusing on small business operating fundamentals. Now, some of you might be saying, what's politics got to do with operating fundamentals? Well, here's the answer, and it's in two words. Politicians, bureaucrats. These are the people who have the power to levy taxes and impose regulations, which, as you well know, can have a negative impact on your business's bottom line. Clearly, politics influences your small business and my small business. The question is, are you participating in the debate and contributing to the results? Or, and this is the big one, folks, are you taking what you're given by policymakers, those politicians and those bureaucrats? Are you taking what they give you, which allows them to assume that you don't care? So you're either involved and participating and contributing in some way, directly or indirectly, and we're going to talk about that today, the differences and how you can do both. Or take what you're given, because since nobody's heard from you, we can all assume that you don't care. And I don't think that's the case. I don't think it's a matter of that you don't care. I think it's a matter, I know what's going on. You're busy. You got a lot of stuff going on. You got to make payroll. You got to deal with customers. You got to deal with employees. You got to deal with vendors. Somebody's got to have the vision for where this company's going. I understand all that, but just listen up, for as I talk about this, and I'm going to give you some ideas on how you can contribute, you can participate, so that these policymakers will understand that we actually do care. So, what I want to talk about now is I want to talk about resolution number one, and that's I resolve to know who my local and federal and state elected representatives are and to establish contact with them so they know what small business issues are important to me. Now, so here's the question. Do you know who all of those people are? Do you know what their names are? Do you know who your mayor is, your county commissioners? And they pass laws all the time, folks. They make decisions that affect your business locally. Do you know who all those people are? Do you know who your state representative is, your state legislator, your state senator? I hope you know who your governor is. Do you know who is your congressional representative, your member of Congress? Everybody has one. Everybody has one and only one. You know who your senators are, your U.S. senators. Everybody has two. So do you know who these people are? Do you know how they're impacting your lives? Because these are people who pass ordinances. They pass zoning ordinances. They pass. They raise taxes. Sales taxes are raised and lowered. Lodging taxes are raised and lowered. Not too many things are lowered, but many of them are raised. They're making decisions that affect your small business. Are you involved with these people? Do you know who they are? And whenever they decide to pass some ordinance, are you letting them know how you feel about that? Now, another thing to remember is, let me give you the best reasons why. There are two good reasons why you need to know who these people are, and you need to be involved in what they're doing. And sadly, the first one is most people who run for office, who are in elected office, not so much at the lower levels, at the local levels, I should say, at the local levels, but especially as it goes up the chain to the higher levels, to the governor level and to the House of Representatives and the Senate levels, most of these folks have never made a payroll, like you and me, and consequently, they know little or nothing about what you and I face in our small businesses, the tough challenges that you and I face. They don't understand that you and I are working without a net out here. We're following our dream, making payroll, improving the lives of our employees by giving them a place to work, trying our best to give them health care, trying our best to give them some retirement whenever possible, caring about them, volunteering in the community. We're doing a lot of things out there, small business owners. You are, and I'm so proud of you for that. But all of that is, we don't need any, when we're trying to do all that, we don't need the government to make our lives tougher. And the people who don't know about how you and I, about the things that you and I deal with in our small businesses, if they've never made a payroll, if they've never done that, they don't understand what you and I are facing. So it's up to us to educate them, to let them know that when they do certain things, that those things are hurting us. There are certain things that we would like for them to do that will help us. We have to educate them, and we have to let them know when it's time for them to perform for small business owners. That's one reason. There's number two reason I'm going to give you right after this break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm still working on public policy resolution number one, which is to know our elected representatives and to keep them informed of what's important to us. One of the first reasons why I say we should do this is because many of our elected representatives, and sadly probably the vast majority, have never made a payroll. Not really. There are a lot of them out there who have become small business owners, who have been small business owners before they became politicians. Many of them have not. So we need to help them understand what you and I deal with. But the second reason that we've got to be more involved, that we've got to get on the radar screen of these politicians, is because that we're not the squeaky wheel, ladies and gentlemen. Small businesses are not as well funded, and we're certainly not as organized as a class, as our other interest groups. The big companies, the big industries, they all band together and they hire lobbying firms who are become major squeaky wheels. The unions, the AARP, you name it. And they're really well organized. Now, we have some organizations too that are involved, and I'm going to talk about that when I talk later about being directly and in the difference between being directly and indirectly connected, directly and indirectly participating in the public policy debate. But for the most part, when you consider how many there are of us and how few of us are involved in those organizations who lobby for us, who advocate for us, it's really a small number. If more of us got behind the organizations that advocate for us, I'm going to go ahead and say their names because I'm going to say more about them next time I talk about this in the next hour. But here are some of the examples. First, your Chamber of Commerce, your local Chamber of Commerce. And then here's another one. This is a national one, the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. And another one, an outstanding one, is Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEC. And another one would be your trade group, your industry trade group. I encourage you, I implore you, I plead with you, I beg you, if you can't get involved directly in the public policy debate, I understand that. Some of you have, your business has gotten large enough where you can hire people, and you've actually got maybe a little time on your hands. That's a good time, and that's when I often see people getting more politically involved, is when their business is doing well enough that they can actually leave the business for a little while and focus on some politics that help their small business and help their industry and the people in their industry who do what they do. And so, but if you can't do it directly, then join one of these groups that advocate for us, that lobby for us. They need your help. They need your dues. They need your financial support. They need your moral support. They need your participation. You may be asked to testify before Congress sometimes. Many of their members do. You don't have to if you don't want to, obviously. But this is a very important thing to participate in. If you can't be involved directly, be involved indirectly. Okay. Here's public policy resolution number two. I resolved to find out how my delegation voted on small business issues. Now, obviously, you first have to know what those issues are. And some of you, you know what most of them are. Lower taxes. These are typical small business touch points. Lower taxes, less regulations, and industries that affect your industry directly. Some of them are more obscure, like laws that, when promulgated, will lead to regulations and mandates that insidiously drain our capital, the capital out of our small businesses. Now, one of the things that we've learned through the Office of Advocacy is how much some of these regulations cost you and me. And I'm going to throw out a number for you that I hope will get your attention. I hope will make you want to be a little more involved from a public policy standpoint. And here's the number, $7,000. $7,000 is what it costs the typical small business per employee per year to comply with regulations. It's actually a little more than $7,000, but I'm not going to try to come up with the exact number. I don't have it in front of me, but it's over $7,000. Think about that. Now, if you wonder whether you should be involved, just do the math on that. $7,000 times the number of employees you have. That's compliance with regulations, all regulations, including IRS. But it's almost double what large businesses pay per employee. Think about that. Now, there's an inequity there, and it's probably always going to be somewhat of an inequity because we don't have as many people to spread that cost over like large companies do. So it's always going to be more concentrated for us. But we can't let it's already gotten out of hand. We have to focus on the issues that are important to us, and we have to find out what those are, focus on them, let our politicians know that they're important to us, and let them know how we want them to vote on those issues. Small business owners, we've got to be more involved politically than we've ever been before. All right, going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Steve Martin. He's going to help us with our profit right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.